Wednesday was WASDE Report Day. I'm Brent Barnett with the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. We're talking now with Greg McBride from Allendale as the WASDE report was released here today. And, you know, Greg, maybe just kind of break down the numbers. What came from the May WASDE report?
Well, it was a little bit of a mixed bag here. We were a little bit better than expected on the old crop corn number. We were looking for a 1.275 billion carryout. We got a 1.257. So nothing too bullish there. Pretty well neutral. The bearish side of things for corn is on the new crop side. We're trading very hot and heavy on this market. We're about $1 to $1.50 overpriced for what the USDA has us at for ending stocks. 1.507 is where we're at. The average guess for this report was 1.344, so roughly 160 million bushels higher than expected. That's putting some pressure on the corn. We were also higher than expected on old crop and new crop wheat as well. So no change to soybean ending stocks on the old crop, 140 million bushels on the new crop as expected, just 2 million bushels higher than the average guess. So nothing major there.
We'll recap Wednesday settlement prices up next.
May is beef month in Iowa and across the country. Iowa ranks fourth in the nation in the number of cattle and calves on feed, over 890,000 head and 19,200 operations. Cattle in Iowa account for 30,000 jobs and almost $7 billion to the state's economy. Beef is also healthy for you. 1 3-ounce serving has 25 grams of protein and 10 grams of total fat. And contrary to claims by environmentalists, cattle actually help in carbon sequestration. So the next time you enjoy a burger or steak, thank an Iowa beef producer. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
July corn down 7.5 at 7.14¾. September corn down 13.5 cents at 6.21½. July soybeans up 27¾ at 16.42½. August soybeans up 19 cents at 15.72½. July Chicago wheat down 12 cents at 7.29¾. July Kansas City wheat down 19¾ at 6.90¾. For the closing markets, I'm Brent Barnett.